are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
Yeah, what's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic with your main man. Yeah, your man.
Muscles from Brussels.
Yeah. Don't ever forget that.
Don't forget that.
Because it's here to stay. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic called the Metaverse. Yeah, we're going to be touching on the Metaverse. I was excited when I was busy doing research and, discovering new things out there.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is a space that I would love to, do more research and find out what's cooking in there and all those stuff. But yeah, it was a very interesting journey. That's all I have to say. I'm sure Mr. Sean also experienced the same thing.
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic.
I agree. Definitely agree. So, myself, you know how we do it right here. Yes, with Mr. Sean, we give you the awesome, amazing stuff. I'm going to give you the first song. And then when we come back, we're going to do the most. And then after that, we're going to let Mr. Sean, myself from Brussels, do the most. Yeah. So here's the first song by Tyler Butke. The title of the song is In My Head. Enjoy.
DJ, I rock Jesus.
Feel like I'm about to fall, yeah. And I think that it's my fault, yeah. Will you still be there? God, I need to feel you. I've been in my feelings.
Drop a tape, but I'm lacking in the funds. Every time I go create, I feel like it's not enough. I've been feeling like I'm failing, but I stick to acting tough. Found the one, bought a ring, now I'm about to wife her up. She needs me to be a man, really need to drop the fuss. Stressing over nothing, now I'm spinning. Jesus, take me back to the beginning, yeah. Need you bad, need your love, shine your light. I've been swimming in my doubts, I need truth in my life, yeah. Show me what I'm missing, this prayer feel like a prison. Jesus, if you speaking to me, promise that I'll listen, yeah. Even when I'm about to fall, yeah. You see past all my flaws, yeah. But will you still be there, Jesus, when I'm really, really in my feelings? I've been in my feelings. Feelings. Oh God, I've been in my feelings, yeah. Trying to find my way, but I'm way too in my head, yeah. Trying in my thoughts, really, I just need a breath, yeah. I've been in my feelings, yeah. I've been in my feelings, yeah.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that, Metaverse is what we're speaking about. And yeah, myself, something that we were speaking, we were listening to the song and everything, was the whole situation of gaming. And if we had to go back, to time, there was the game Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that game.
Yeah, remember it.
Go, when we're looking at the whole Pokemon Go and everything, one thing that I saw back then was, there were people that, going straight to the point, there were people that did die during that time. Because we had now criminals who knew there's a game called Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And people are going everywhere to look for these Pokemons.
Yeah.
And they will now take that game and use it to do their crimes.
Yeah.
And we had situations where people are going missing because now they're looking for a Pokemon in a area where you're finding bushes and all those stuff.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Because of an addiction.
And
them
yeah,
going
yeah.
there now got them in a situation where someone else
yeah.
did stuff to them.
Yeah.
So we had that whole situation, you know.
Yeah.
That, yeah, Pokemon Go was an awesome game.
Yeah.
I'm sure it still exists.
Yeah.
It was an awesome game, but that whole game also came out of the whole metaverse, you know, situation.
Yeah.
And if you look at this whole metaverse, it's been out there since.
Yeah,
and
it's been there. Yeah, it's been there. Yeah,
yeah, it's been in front of our faces.
I just
faces.
Think like the way Mark Zuckerberg like presented it, it was like as if like he created this new thing. I mean, it's been there.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now it's a tactic that they use. You know, they
yeah.
use tactics like that and all those stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you look at even yeah your gaming area. We got grown men busy wearing nappies. Why? Because they wanna. Yeah, like literally,
yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
If you actually go and look at
yeah.
it, we got grown men
yeah.
that are wearing nappies because of a game.
Imagine.
They don't wanna leave
yeah,
the game
really,
and go
exactly,
to the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't wanna do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
They'll release in the nappy.
Yeah.
And then play their game for how many hours, and then take that nappy and go and throw it out.
I don't know if you
else.
Know this, but like there was this couple in Korea, like they were so hooked to a game, the baby actually died from like starvation.
Chai.
Imagine, like that's how addicted they were.
You see?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
stuff like this do
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
Now with the whole metaverse, yes, it's a brilliant thing. It's an awesome, amazing creation, if I can put it that way. What is the metaverse?
Yeah, the metaverse, I mean, consists of two words, meta and verse.
Okay.
Meta being digits.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, zeros and ones. That's
yeah.
that's meta.
Mm-hmm.
And verse, it's a universe.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like when I first heard like the metaverse, like first hearing the word metaverse, I was like, metaverse. I don't know if you know the movie The One. Have you watched it?
The One, yeah.
Yeah, The One, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was like picturing
yeah.
something like that, metaverse, the guy killing himself over and over again, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But nah. yeah, that's the metaverse. I mean, it's a multimedia platform where you can text, you know, view images,
yeah, yeah.
audio, you know, videos, play
uh-huh.
games there, you know, yeah.
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 I think, yeah, you basically summarized it. And
yeah,
to put it in a nutshell, it's basically an online digital world. So
yeah.
if we take, for example, USA,
yeah,
every area that exists in USA,
yeah,
you'll find it in the metaverse.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
wherever you stay, that area that you stay in, you'll find it in the metaverse. So if the area you stay in is dirty, in the metaverse it's clean. Because yeah, there was a video that I was even watching. The guy went to meet another worker in the
yeah.
metaverse.
Yeah.
So obviously that worker is somewhere else,
yeah.
But they met at New York.
Yeah.
So that person is wherever
somewhere
they are.
Yeah, yeah.
This other one is there.
Yeah.
But in the metaverse they actually met in New York. And
okay.
the guy's comment was, it's clean here.
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Like this is a cleaner version of New York.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So that's
yeah.
literally what's cooking there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's basically a summary of the metaverse. So yeah, you can play games.
Yeah, yeah.
Socialize.
Yeah, yeah.
And work. That part blew my mind away. I was like, what? You can work
from
the
home,
metaverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff right there. Yeah. So what did you discover, you know, with the whole metaverse situation? Yeah.
The metaverse, I mean, let me see.
Yeah.
I just think that the way Mark Zuckerberg, you know, gave us the image of metaverse was like this huge thing, you know. He gave people the picture of the movie Ready Player One, you know. Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
yeah, it's perfect, you know, everything. Yeah, but the technology is still far behind.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because I was looking at the graphics.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you played the game Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Those old ones, not the new ones. Yeah, those old ones.
The 3D, but sides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. yeah,
yeah.
I was like, I mean, it's worse than Street Fighter. I mean, and this game was from the 80s.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, like, how far behind this is. Yeah. But, yeah, other than that.
Yeah. I think adding on to what you said, because
yeah.
I did see, you know, your whole Mark Zuckerberg and all those stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Taking Facebook from it being known as Facebook and then changing it to Meta.
Yeah.
When that whole stunt happened, most of the people said that the reason why he changed it from Facebook to Meta
yeah.
was because of the whole situation that happened with, you know, people's data being, you know,
oh,
used.
Yeah.
And people, they are not happy with the fact that Facebook is, you know, taking their information, using it for whatever that they want to do and all those stuff. So the reason why he changed Facebook from Facebook that he can make it look like he put Facebook under a separate company. That's literally what was going on. Because everyone thought, okay, now Facebook is Meta, so that means Facebook is now owned by another company. But when I was doing research, obviously back then I was like, nah, this is just a stunt that is pulling. And when I was doing the research, that's when I was like, yeah, this actually verifies what I was saying back then, in terms of it's a stunt that is pulling to actually make people, you know, to forget about the whole Facebook situation and think that the whole Facebook account, they actually going to be better than before because now they're under a separate company.
I mean, like,
It blew my mind away because I was like, okay, yeah, this is literally what I was saying.
I mean, like, what you just said, I mean, Facebook actually hacking into people's accounts, you know, spying on people.
Yeah.
I mean, in the multiverse, it's going to be worse because now, like, there's more interactions.
I saw that as well. I saw that as well. There was an interview that was happening, you know, with the... I forgot the exact title, but this lady is involved in this whole metaverse situation and the creation of it. And she was actually saying, they were asking a couple of questions, and she brought out three areas that are going to be a concern when it comes to the whole metaverse situation. One being your whole data privacy.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
We already saw that with Facebook. Second one being your whole bullying situation. I think back then I was also part of this because, you know, I'm not sure if you know the game that goes by the name of Players Unknown Battleground. PUBG. I think, most people, they know it as PUBG. Now, PUBG is a game that myself, I love playing because I love the whole community vibe. But what I used to do is, in the process of me playing, I would mock, you know, your Pakistans and all that stuff, you know, when they're speaking in that language of theirs. I'll imitate them. But in a way, it's fun, you know, you guys laugh and all those stuff, you communicate to each other. But in a way, if you actually had to sit down, that's actually a form of bullying.
It's actually a form of bullying.
And that's literally what is happening, you know, in your whole gaming zone, you know, that whole area and all those stuff. And that's one of the things that they actually brought up. And then the third area was censorship. Your whole situation of things being censored, because when you look at what's happening right now with other platforms, most people are running away from platforms where your stuff is being censored. Because now they're controlling you. When you start speaking the truth, they they delete the truth that you're speaking. And, you know, we even had a situation where YouTube banned one of Active TV's channel. Because of us speaking the truth. They suspended the channel. And then when we contacted YouTube, they didn't help us. We were contacting them to say that the stuff that we spoke about was not our own theories. It was stuff that was in the New York Times. New York Times actually exposed these things. And we took that and put it on our YouTube channel. But now you guys are suspending our channel for stuff that was in the New York Times. But when you go to other people's channels as they're speaking about the same thing.
Like,
now, obviously, with us, we were just speaking the truth. And we're not sugarcoating the truth. And we'll use the stuff that we find in the New York Times and all those other, you know, newspaper reports and all the stuff. And you had your whole censorship situation where the YouTube channel got banned. So there was also the one area that the lady was speaking about. And they asked her, this whole situation of the metaverse, does she think it's going to come out, it's going to look like Ready Player One? Because the whole metaverse was inspired by a book called Snow Crash. There was a book in the 1992 and then obviously moving on to your whole Ready Player One. So she did mention that Ready Player One actually inspired the whole metaverse situation. Now they asked, is the whole metaverse situation in terms of the future, is it gonna look like Ready Player One? She said she hopes it doesn't go that direction. So, like, looking at Ready Player One the way it was, I also hope it doesn't go that direction.
Because people are they're addicted to the thing.
The stuff that happened in there was hectic. It was hectic. And some of the things that she spoke about were things like, you know, people's avatars being one area was being cloned,
yeah,
if I can put it that way, mm-hmm, where someone else is using your avatar. And if you are an influential person, that person will clone your avatar and then pretend as if they are you. So everything that you would do, they will do.
And I mean, like, we're saying
everything
this,
you
yeah.
gain, they'll
yeah,
gain.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that whole situation. It's like a false identity type of situation. Mm. So there's all of these different concerns that she actually raised and all those stuff, which was very interesting. And the other thing that blew my mind away was Tinder.
Tinder,
now,
yeah.
For people who know Tinder, it's a dating app.
Yeah.
Now they're speaking about creating a metaverse. Yeah.
That's how wide the metaverse is. Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to be on Tinder in the metaverse dating.
Imagine. And to actually think about it, you actually reminded me of something. There's this company called Linden Lab.
Oh.
Yeah. So this whole thing of metaverse, it's not new. I mean, this company created this game called Second Life.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was created in 2005.
Yeah.
I mean, people actually got married there. You can imagine, like, in a
game.
The latest one,
you're able to speak. It goes as far as you're able to make an income from there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy. I was like, yo, I can actually make an income from this game.
Yeah. Like, the world is becoming digitized. Like, everything, man. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, looking at the whole area, what actually intrigued me was the fact that your whole metaverse, look, Mark Zuckerberg and all those guys, they pulled a stunt. They pulled a stunt, and, you know, for the people who are asleep, it's a stunt that can affect them.
Yeah.
When you look at the whole metaverse situation, it's something that I've always said, you know, when you take something and you put it in the hands of a corrupt person, they'll use it to destroy lives.
Exactly.
But if you take that same thing and you put it in a life, in the hands of someone who's not corrupt, they'll use it to impact lives in a positive way.
Yeah.
Which, when I look at the metaverse, that's what caught my attention, because I was like, you can actually take the whole metaverse situation and actually use it in a positive way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an individual who's well known by the name of Steve Aoki. I was looking at his interview and everything. So he's a DJ, he's an artist, you know, he does all of this. He there's a lot of things he does. And one of the things that I saw he actually did was he hosted a concert in the metaverse.
In the metaverse?
Yeah, he hosted concert. And people rocked up.
Like,
they actually rocked up and people paid to be in there. So he actually made cash from hosting a concert.
Imagine.
In the metaverse.
And like,
so I was like, yeah, okay.
The surprising thing about the metaverse is, like, you buy space.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
sure.
That's the crazy
thing.
You buy land.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's how crazy it is, man. Like, you can't even touch it, but you buy land.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're saying that that guy, Steve Aoki, hosted this event, wasn't it crowded there? Or
I think... Okay, yeah. Thinking of it, you know, I've been in the metaverse. I've been in the metaverse. I was aware of the metaverse in December.
Yeah.
After we obviously took our December breaks and all those stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, obviously we're not at work and all those things. So that's when I'm in a situation where I'm not doing anything, I tend to explore besides producing, you know,
because
I produce my own things, make my own music.
Yeah.
But besides that, I tend to, you know, explore, look what's happening, what's trending and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where I saw, obviously, Facebook, Meta, and I don't understand what that was.
Yeah.
And then another thing that I started seeing was Metaverse.
Yeah.
And then I got on to Clubhouse. I've mentioned it the other time. I mentioned it in the other show, where I got onto Clubhouse. Now, Clubhouse was created for guys that were lonely during lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't have anyone in their life that was phoning them, checking how they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically
a social media
platform where you speak.
Okay.
So you go in there, you'll find groups, you know, where people are in there, like 100 people 200, like there's just numbers in there and those people are just speaking.
So it's just like talk about random things.
Yeah, some they speak about random things. Obviously, when you go in there, there's a host who created the whole, you know, group and everything. But in the process of that happening, you know, people are speaking their minds. You get invited onto stage and all that stuff. And I met some influential people, like some really influential people, some other people that have worked with Obama and all that stuff. I was like, nah, this is a lie. Then you go and look at their profile, you're like, what?
It's
this person even has a picture. Like, their social media platform is booming, and this person is a secretary in the White House. You're like, oh, okay.
And the shocking thing is, when you started, you said, like, this was like, when you're lonely, that's where you go. I mean, I'm confused now.
Now, with myself, look, I was looking for, like I said, I'm a producer.
Yeah.
So, and an artist at the same time. So I was looking at platforms where I'm able to distribute my stuff, you know, and also build a bigger fan base.
Yeah.
So in the process of doing that, there were apps and platforms that were recommended to me.
Okay.
And Clubhouse was one of them.
Oh, one of them, yeah.
So when I went on to Clubhouse, it was a platform that I joined back then, but I didn't see any value.
Yeah.
And then in December, that's when I was like, oh, I'm already on the platform. So I might as well now discover what's happening on this platform.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, that's where now I met different people, and then groups are now booming with NFT. Now I'm like, what is NFTs? What's going on with this whole NFT? All the groups here, different people are speaking about NFTs. Then that's where now I understood, okay, NFTs are digital artworks instrumental, whatever. You can have images that are NFTs, you can have GIFs that are NFTs, can have artworks, instrumentals even that are NFTs. Now that grabbed my attention to say, okay, I produce instrumentals, so I can actually use my instrumentals and turn them into an NFT, and then whoever that wants to buy them will buy them using Ethereum as the currency, so cryptocurrency. And then I saw that was attached to the metaverse.
Yeah.
Now me, I'm an individual that whatever that you throw it my way, I want to know the basics.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want someone to do it for me. I want to do it myself.
Yeah.
So with that mindset, that's where now I wanted to find out what is the metaverse and how do you get into the whole metaverse and all those stuff. That's where now I saw, okay, the metaverse is actually a digital world.
Yeah.
It's a 3D digital world that we're able to go in. Mm. I mean, you look at your games, they have that whole metaverse feeling into it.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, so this is what the metaverse is. And then I went into the whole metaverse. I saw it's a world. I went into Elon Musk's company.
What?
I forgot what it's called.
Yeah.
I got into the whole metaverse, and then, you know, while looking around in the metaverse, I saw there's Facebook. There's Elon Musk's company there. Yeah. You can actually walk in
In
the metaverse. It's like, okay, this is actually cool. And that's when I heard that you have to buy land in the metaverse, and then you create a whole world in the metaverse, you know, company, if it's a company, and then you put your things up for sale. People that go in there, they can buy your stuff in the metaverse.
Yeah.
So that thing actually blew my mind. I was like, wow, okay.
And there's like a currency in the metaverse called VCoin. That's crazy.
So like literally there's all these different things that they connected to it. To, you know, the metaverse and all the stuff. But what blew my mind away was the fact that you can actually do things in the metaverse that help you and other people. I mean, Ariana Grande, there was a concert that she also hosted in the metaverse. Using your Fortnite
so this
players.
Is becoming a trend.
Your Fortnite players. They attended the concert. Ariana Grande's concert. I also saw Drake hit over, I think, 2 million sales in the metaverse with his album. I was like, what?
Taking over,
these guys,
man.
Are doing other things.
It's
here
taking
hey.
Over
they're
you know I just think that the metaverse, you know, is going to lead to, you know, dystopia, you know, like people you know are gonna like be too attached to it. For example, like I like taking walks, hiking, meditating and all that. I just think that people, you know, like just like that movie Ready Player One, it's just gonna be like stuck in there.
Yeah. No, that is true. That is true. It's something that we saw even during lockdown.
Yeah.
All your introverts, they were fine. Yeah. They were like, yeah, me, I have my PC. I'm going to be in my room the whole day.
Exactly.
They were fine.
Yeah.
And then you had your extroverts who were depressed.
Yeah.
They saw, hey, it's the end of the world. I'm not getting married, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you had that whole, you know, those two different groups. And I do agree with what you're saying because I've got friends that have family members.
Mm.
Now, the family member is a... Well, one of the family member is a introvert.
Yeah.
So when this whole thing happened, they went to gaming. They love gaming.
Yeah,
so they
went
into the gaming world.
Well,
now, you can relate that to the metaverse.
Yeah.
And this individual was explaining that there is a problem
because
this person has detached themselves from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
They like stuck into gaming and speaking to the online gaming friends.
Yeah.
They developed a different accent
because
of the people that they busy with on the gaming and they detached from the rest of the world.
Yeah.
From the family.
Yeah.
No more family time, you know,
exactly.
All those things.
Yeah, yeah.
And
this
they were saying
exactly
that's
what
a problem.
About. Yeah.
Because what happens, okay, what today the internet crashes, bah.
Yeah.
You've lost your communication
so
skills.
You can imagine what that
you can't
does,
communicate
yeah.
with people now.
Yeah.
Because you're so used to the whole metaverse
online
stuff.
Thing. Yeah, yeah,
then
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You see? So there's all of those different things, which goes back to what I said in the other show. It's a tactic from the enemy.
Yeah.
From the devil. Because he knows the more you guys, you know, as a community, when you're in a community, you united.
Yeah.
And you can solve a lot of things together. But once you disjoin from that community, as an individual, you don't have a power.
Yeah.
You know, as an individual, probably you have the power, but you won't be able to do anything.
Exactly.
When you're together, you are a force.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of things done. Now, the enemy would be happy for you to be an individual doing things by yourself because he knows he can defeat you alone.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with your political parties. You know, you look at all those different things. They'll prefer you being alone than you being in a crowd or group.
Because
they know, if I'm passing a law, that's going to affect everyone. As long as they're all in their own little world, they're not going to complain.
Yeah.
But once they're together, they can get us out of power.
Yeah.
Stuff like
that. Yeah, you know, I don't know, like, maybe it's because I'm a cyberpunk fan. I don't know whether you know what that means. Cyberpunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically a genre of movies where, like, machines take over.
Okay,
the movies
okay.
like Terminator.
Yeah,
movies like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I watch a lot of those movies, you know, like, ish. I don't trust, like, AI, you know, like, man.
Yeah. Mm. Now, look, AI is good.
Yeah.
AI is good. Now I'm thinking of the movie iRobot.
Yeah.
Where the robots
exactly.
are crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Look, AI is good.
Yeah.
It goes back to what I was saying. You know, when you take something and you put it in the hands of a person that's not corrupt, it's going to make people's lives better. But if you put it in a situation where it's in the hands of a person who's corrupt or a criminal, you'll have an educated criminal.
Yeah.
Who's able to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So that's the situation that you end up in and you wanna be in that situation.
Yeah.
So for myself, the metaverse is really awesome. I mean, I was even thinking, I'm like, hey, I need to go and look at like what's happening in there more because I left that whole metaverse field or area in December last year. And okay, to be specific, you know, for those who are listening to the show in the future. So I left the whole metaverse situation in December 2021. So that's the time when I was looking into the metaverse. So I was thinking to myself, I'm like, hey, let me go back into there and see. You never know. You get into the metaverse situation. Now there's a like party or concert happening.
Yeah.
And then they want you to be the DJ there or the artist.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, there you exactly, are there. Yeah. You're like, okay, I'm going to come there. I'm going to be there. I mean, you're just there at home and you're like in the metaverse.
Yeah.
And probably the event is there in New York in the metaverse. And from connections in the metaverse, you get some nice stuff out of there. So that's just one situation. But yeah, that's one of the reasons why I was like, I need to go back and see what's happening here in this whole metaverse. I got an avatar in there. There's things that I'm doing in there. So, might as well go and see what's happening in there.
Yeah. You know, like, when I researched, They say that if you want to be like fully like in the metaverse with all like your hands, your feet and everything, it literally like costs you $1 million.
Yeah.
Equipment that yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That's just it's crazy, man. Like you would spend $1 million just to be in the metaverse. I mean, there's a cheaper version whereby you're like the Ghostbusters where there's you have your hands and the body and the head, but not the legs.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. But if you want to be fully like in the metaverse, it literally costs you $1 million. I'm like, ah, that's crazy.
I think also what plays a big role is the people that you know. Because yeah. if like my avatar in the metaverse is called Fearless Eagle, obviously, because
that's
my artist, you know, name and all the stuff, the stuff that I do. And the avatar that I have in there, like it's a full avatar. Legs,
what?
Like legs, hands, everything, and on top of that, it's got clothes.
Okay,
but all of that happened from me knowing people. So people I met on Clubhouse, that bought land in the metaverse.
Yeah,
they're the ones that gifted me.
Oh yeah,
that avatar.
Yeah,
because of the stuff that the value that I added into their life on Clubhouse.
Okay,
so they gifted me that whole avatar, and I got that avatar for free.
Wow, well,
and I went into the metaverse. I was like, ah, I'm here. I'm going to do the stuff that I need to do. Plus, there was a game that we even played in the metaverse, you know, which we started on Clubhouse and then we sent it to the metaverse. So it also goes back to the people that you know.
You know,
Yeah, people that you get connected to and all those stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, that's one thing that I have to say. And, yeah, that's the metaverse. I'm not sure if you got anything else to add on to that, but I feel like we should, you know,
wrap it up.
Going to a jam.
Yeah, do the most.
So do you wanna give the next song, man?
Okay, the artist's name is Diraj and the name of the song is Everything. Enjoy.
Way back to the front, gave me what I need, never what I want. Cause I got enough, yeah, I got enough. Hey, I'm grateful for the chance, got my wife and my family. Got a couple fans on the gram, understand me. I ain't never did it for the bands or the Grammys, but cause I just know somebody need a plan, baby. I've been down, I've been up, all around, all at once. But now I know just what I want. Cause I know I got enough, yeah. I got everything, yeah. Cause I got everything. I got everything, yeah. Yeah, everything. I got everything, yeah, yeah. Everything. I got everything. And then I'm giving you the vibes, yeah. Shout out to the homie Shab, cause we coming through with the trial, yeah. We've been on the come up underground like how we overcame all of the odds, yeah. I gotta say that I'm grateful. You never know where life can take you. A wise man told me make the money, just don't ever let the money make you. Life is all about the give and take. I'm trying to give away, I never break through. And everybody in the day one, so I celebrate on my day two, yeah. Take a look inside, take a look inside. Cause I know I got enough, yeah. I got everything, yeah. Cause I got everything. I got everything.
Yeah, so obviously you take the whole situation of the baby dying. Yeah. One thing that I have to say is the metaverse is brilliant. Yeah, it's amazing. There's a lot of positive effects, but at the same time, we got a real world that we need to be focused on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, imagine being in Ukraine right now, you're focused on the metaverse.
Yeah.
Then they drop a bomb where you are. You'll die. It's not because you're in the metaverse, you'll stay alive. You'll die. So
yeah.
You get situations like that. So my final words are, the metaverse is brilliant,
yeah.
But at the same time, that shouldn't be our main focus. I'm not sure what your final words are.
I just think that, you know, we as people are just, we're addicted to technology. I mean, it does help us.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it does destroy us.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at life expectancy 100 years back, it was high. I mean, it was simple for people to, like, reach 100.
Yeah.
But now if you reach 60, it's a milestone. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, it is good, but it does destroy us at the same time, you know?
Yeah. Awesome stuff, man. Awesome stuff. So this has been Real Metaverse. We've been speaking about it. And yeah, you know, myself, Fearless Eagle, and Mr. Sean, we're going to love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good evening, good evening. And if it's good night, now you can go and sleep because you've listened to What's the Topic? We're going to leave you with the last song by Aaron Michelle. The title of the song is Making a Way. Yeah, you gotta make a way, especially during this time into the metaverse.
Yeah.
Kidding. Yeah, peace out and God bless.
I'm making a way.
This word will be